What does Courtney mean? How serious is that?
Well, after they go a while, and then he starts having serious ideas about marriage, then they start courting. Mm-hmm. But they might go together a long time before that happens.
Say, he would be called her...
a boyfriend, they call him mostly nowadays.
What do they used to call him?
Sweetheart.
And she'd be his?
Huh?
She would be his?
She would be his sweetheart, and he'd be her beau.
Uh-huh.
His beau, her beau.
What would they say nowadays? She'd be his?
Boyfriend.
And she'd be his?
Girlfriend.
And if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say that he had been doing what?
Kissing his girl.
Any old-fashioned ways of saying kissing?
Bussing.
Okay. You hear that any these days?
Oh, just in fun, kind of you say that.
When a girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you say that she...
broke up with him.
And he asked her to marry him, but she...
she refused.
Any other way of saying that?
She said no, I guess.
And they were engaged, and all of a sudden she...
to quit going with him.
Okay. Did you say gave him the sack or jilted him or kicked him or... did you ever hear any...
well, young people use those terms, but older people don't, I don't think.
And they were engaged and then they went ahead and got...
got married.
Any joking ways of saying got married?
Oh, they say... hitched, you know, the young people do, but grown people don't use that term.
Uh-huh. At a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom, he's the...
best man.
What's the woman that stands up with the bride?
She's the maid of honor.
What else does...
or the matron of honor if she's married.
Uh-huh. What else does the bride
then the bridesmaids. Hmm? The bridesmaids and the men of the groomsmen are...
and a long time ago, after a wedding, they'd come around the couple's house that night and make a lot of noise and maybe fire off rifles and beat on pans and things.
Or chivalry.
What all would they do at a chivalry? Did they do that around here?
I don't know anything about they doing it. I don't know whether they did it around here or not.
Where did you hear about chivalry?
Yeah, I could have read about it in the books, I guess. Of course, when you get married, sometimes they tie bells or something on you.
Uh-huh.
And put "just married" on the back of you. Uh-huh. All of it, and they'll follow you to the depot. That's the way they did with me and my husband.
Say if there was trouble at a party, you say the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the...
whole bunch.
Anything else you could say besides bunch?
You want to say something real crazy, you say the whole business of them. what else?
And when young people go out in the evening and move around on the floor to music, you call that a...
dance?
What would you call a dance that you'd have at home? An old-fashioned dance you'd hold at home? Do you ever hear any special name for that?
No, we used to just dance, was all. We just came to the house and danced. We had a party, mm-hmm. and danced was all there was to it.
Okay.